Lesson 9. Reading. The Industrial Revolution refers to a time of significant changes in the methods of production and the products produced. Coal, iron, and the steam engine were three important elements in this revolution. It is often said that the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution was at Ironbridge in Shropshire early in the 18th century. It was in this place that the process of melting iron with coal was developed. Coal was plentiful and cheap in this area. This enabled the production of iron for use in railways, bridges, and steam engines that transformed the scenery of England and later the world. A museum of iron has been opened at Ironbridge, where the story of iron is told. The first iron bridge to be built is still standing and gives its name to the town of Ironbridge. The first modern steam engine was invented by James Watt in the mid-18th century. This could be used to run machines such as those used in the cotton industry. Thus began the widespread use of machinery in production. Manual labor was partially replaced by machinery. Factories were built to store the machines. Workers operated the mechanized looms in the cotton industry. The landscape of the Industrial Revolution thus developed, along with what Karl Marx thought of as the dehumanizing nature of industrial processes. Steam engines could also be used for locomotion in railways and ships. Although George Stephenson did not invent the first steam locomotive, he did build the first modern one. All later steam locomotives were built using his design. Stephenson opened the first passenger railway running between Liverpool and Manchester the following year. The locomotive became known as the Iron Horse. Thus began the age of rail travel. The construction of railways was very rapid. Stephenson was a rich man by the time he died in 1848. At his death, over 10,000 kilometres of track had been laid, and rail travel began to be taken for granted. Large amounts of materials could be transported by rail. The pace of the Industrial Revolution began to speed up. The Industrial Revolution perhaps reached its height in 1851. This was the year of the Great Exhibition, a display of the works and industry of all nations. Prince Albert said that it was designed to show the level of development mankind had reached and provided a new starting point from which all nations could direct their future energy. It was a kind of celebration of the Industrial Revolution. It was held in London in the Crystal Palace, a large exhibition hall constructed out of iron and glass. As such, it paid homage to the iron that made the Industrial Revolution possible.